Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. Another beautiful day. It really warmed up here. It was in the 60s. And Casey and I, we got to go out on a walk and enjoy the weather. It seems like what we predicted was true, that some of our plants would be noticeably larger after that considerable rain. And that is true. We went out and, they're growing. Sure are growing. Delicious day today. We had some turkey salad. We had kolaches that Casey made with spinach and all of the leftovers of our fancy cheeses. So that's been great. We had some bubbly water and some coffee. And we've just generally been holding down the fort. I tell you what, though, we've been watching not one, but two movies. And I'm going to have to put her in front of the bus. We started the Back to the Future trilogy. And we had recently seen the first Back to the Future. I believe it must have been with Grandma on cable or something like that, because it's been pretty recent. And at the end of it, when we went to go put in the second 4K Blu-ray of Back to the Future Part 2, that's when I discovered that Casey had put in not the 4K Blu-ray, but the regular Blu-ray. That's right. We watched the regular Blu-ray of Back to the Future Part 1. And it looked fine. It was from the same restoration. It was just a lower bitrate version of the file. And we did pop in the 4K version to compare. It's not super obvious. It doesn't leap out at you. Maybe it would have if we were watching some other version of it, you know, Dolby Vision or something. But I don't know, man. Kind of disappointing. But again, it wasn't like a glaring, terrible mistake. I was sitting there thinking the whole time, like, you know, wow, this isn't, I don't know. On one hand, I was like, oh, this looks good. But on the other, I wasn't like as blown away by it or anywhere near as blown away by it as I was by, say, Indiana Jones or some of the other movies that we've been watching. Now, then we went on to part two, and I think it did look better, leaps and bounds better. Not necessarily, no. Yeah, there was stuff that was a little bit brighter, stuff that was a little bit clearer. I think they were kind of run-and-gunny movies. They weren't exactly, I know that's ridiculous, they weren't run-and-gun, but they weren't super, super sharp movies. There was a lot of neon, there were a lot of bright colors, and that, of course, is aided by the higher bit rates, the fire, stuff like that, lightning, stuff we've talked about. So, number two looked good. We could be just about to start number three. The most amazing thing about these movies, and again, we've seen them somewhat recently. I don't know if we saw number two that recently, or if we just started number two. Part two ends with a preview for the third movie, which is kind of insane. It ends with the trailer, so they must have shot them at the same time. There's a lot of little details, a lot of little callbacks and hints. Foreshadowing, I guess they call that. But yeah, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. What else? I don't know. The production design, the shirts that they chose, the costuming, I mean. The cars. Yeah, there was a lot to praise about Back to the Future. It really was an impressive production. It's amazing, of course, how far off they were with predicting what the future would be like, having it now been about 9 years in our past, their future with flying cars. That's a little insulting, but I guess it was the future of a universe where time travel was invented in the 50s, so it's a little bit more advanced. They also had a lot of scooters, a lot of bikes. So it's kind of fun to see that kind of stuff portrayed in various eras, especially the cars. I mean, as much as I dislike cars for what they have done to the world, when you look at the 1980s setting of the Back to the Future movies, there are a lot of fun vehicles around. Not just his Toyota 4x4 or the DeLorean, of course, but, you know, Jeep Cherokees in the background and all sorts of cool stuff. So, you know, fun times, cool gadgets, gotta love it. It's kind of amazing that Back to the Future hasn't been rebooted, if you don't count Rick and Morty, right? Anything else? I'm trying to think here. Not necessarily. Not much to report on my end, other than those things. And it was anyone's mistake to have put in the Blu-ray, I guess. The way that the box set comes, it's like a book. And there are like a children's book where the discs are inside of the pages. So you flip through the movies and they have like pages that say stuff. And then you take the disc out of the pages. So it's kind of a cool set. Anyway, isn't that nice? Mystery. It's another mystery. If you've been on the edge of your seat to see what the other 4K Blu-rays are. The Back to the Future trilogy. That is one of them. Thank you very much. Come again tomorrow.